Praise the Lord is good, for his mercies endure forever.
Hey,
hallelujah, hallelujah, the Lord is good, for his mercies endure forever. God is greater, yeah. My God is greater.
Ask him to come. If you are sitting down now, it's time to stand up. If you are seated, you should rise now, unless you are leaning down or you are lying down. Every other person seated, stand to your feet, lift up your hands and ask the Holy Ghost to come. Ask him to come. Ask him to come. Go ahead and ask him to come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Comforter, we ask you, come. Come, come. Wherever the hearts of men are, come. Come. We need you now. We need you now. We need you now, Holy Spirit. We need you now, Spirit Divine, sweet Spirit of God. La ba 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 kasura hakamai kataish. Barabai makarama sambra la katanda bahas. Sweet Spirit of God, we ask you come. Holy Spirit, 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 come. Comforter, come. Comforter, come. Comforter, come. Comforter, come. We are asking you, come. Ma 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 shaba ba 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 ba.
For me, strength.
Holy Spirit, arrest upon us, arrest upon us. We cry, arrest upon us, arrest upon us. We cry. Arrest upon us, Holy Spirit. Arrest upon us, Holy Spirit. Arrest upon us, arrest upon us. We cry, arrest upon us. Arrest upon us. We cry, arrest upon us. Arrest upon us. We cry, arrest upon us. Arrest upon us. Arrest upon us, we cry, arrest upon us. rest upon us. His life rests upon us. A rest upon us. His life rests upon us. A rest upon us. His life rests upon us.
Holy Spirit, arrest upon us. Holy Spirit, arrest upon us.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Spirit, come now.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Jesus, Jesus. Holy Spirit.
Arrest upon us.
Holy Spirit. Arrest upon us. I am calling you to come.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Arrest upon us.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Arrest upon us.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Arrest upon us.
Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us. Arrest upon us. We cry for rest upon us.
Arrest upon us.
We cry for rest upon us.
Arrest upon us.
That's the matter as we've been looking at, Lord. Lord, come. Holy Spirit, come. Oh, come. Comforter, come. Comforter, come. Counselor, come. Helper, come. Helper, come. Helper, come. Oh, helper, come. We are asking you to come tonight, Lord. Come and help us. Holy Spirit, come. Go ahead and help us tonight. Don't let any one of us to leave you the same. Thank you, Father. Tonight, give us your word, give us your life, give us your strength, give us whatever you give it to us, Lord, that we may find your comfort, that we may find your help, even on this mount, Lord, that we may find. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master, for coming to us. Blessed be your name forever. For we have prayed in Jesus Christ's name. A better amen now. God bless you. Be seated down. Holy Ghost come, 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 Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come, 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 Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come, 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 Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, ah, Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come. Come with fire, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come, Ayalabada. Kadabada. Kadabada. Aya.
Holy Ghost come.
Aya.
Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come.
Aya.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
Come, come, come now.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come, oh.
Holy Ghost come.
Come and come now.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
With revival.
Holy Ghost come.
Ha ha. We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come,
oh yeah, come, oh yeah, come now.
Holy Ghost come,
we are waiting.
Holy Ghost come,
we are waiting.
Holy Ghost come,
aye, 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 aye.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost come, Holy Ghost come,
Holy Ghost come,
ade,
Holy Ghost come.
Aya ya ya ya.
Holy Ghost come.
Aya ya ya ya.
Holy Ghost come.
Aya come. Aya come now.
Holy Ghost come.
Ayo.
Holy Ghost come.
Shabaya ma haya ma ya haya ma ya haya ma.
Holy Ghost come.
Atana ya ya ya.
Holy Ghost
come. Come now, come now, come now.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come. Come. I say come now.
Holy Ghost come.
Atenala yala haya.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy
Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting for you.
Holy Ghost come.
We are waiting.
Holy Ghost come.
Saya baya ya baya ya baya.
Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost
come.
Holy Ghost
come. Ghost come. Come, come now.
Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, come.
Holy Ghost, come.
Holy Ghost, come.
Holy Ghost, come.
We are waiting for you.
Holy Ghost, come.
We are waiting for you.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, come now.
Holy Ghost, come.
Come now.
Holy Ghost, come.
Holy
Ghost,
Holy
Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost 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 come.
Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost come.
Holy Ghost.
Just for the last time now,
Holy Ghost, come.
We
are waiting.
Holy Ghost, come.
Holy Ghost, come.
Holy Ghost, come.
A spiritual irrigation irrigation is taking place. A spiritual irrigation is taking place. A spiritual irrigation is taking place. S I I O S, I I O S, I I O S. The fountain is broken. The fountain is broken. It's broken. The fountain deep has just broken up. The fountain deep has just broken up. The floods of heaven.
The rivers of the Spirit is flowing. The rivers of the Holy Ghost is flowing. The river of the Holy is flowing. Some lives are being irrigated. Some lives are receiving rain. The Lord is already soaking you with Himself. You are katabaya batabaya. Aibala goswa. Ngrali kwa kwamba kwa paua. Makwaiba kwa bela. Le kwa raba kwa bete balota. Kwa ba. Kwale kwete kete kweleta. Zasiaba gaba. Rika. The reign of revival. The reign of restoration. The reign of revival. Hey! Holy Ghost, Aya, Holy Ghost, Elelelelele, cha, Zaburu ku kwaka kwalate bahu, Marakai kai kapa, Mrali katabarama katish, Squapa bene keteneza, Atata etarato.
Holy Spirit, we are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. I see that river flowing into marriage. I see this river flowing into a marriage. I see the Lord bringing peace again. A marriage is receiving peace again. Your marriage has not been peaceful, but the river of the Spirit has just brought peace into your marriage. You shall return to discover. Aha! Alaya ba 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 ba. These are things only the Holy Ghost can do. These are things only the Ayo. Ala ba 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 le kadas. Ay ma I ma da 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 I ka. Manaya kaya kaskera la. Holy Kumburu la Kaimala Kadada Baranaba Shangaba. The river of the Spirit is flowing again in our direction.
is flowing with talents.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we give you praise, Marabaka Suraka, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, the fountain deep has just busted open. Jesus, and the floodgates of heaven is open. Hi. Mama la ba 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 ba. Several healings are taking place in this meeting. Several healings are taking place right now. 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 Mama ba 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 ba. Holy Ghost. Ah. Ayo, ya yo yo yo. 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 Ayo ya yo yo yo. Ayo ya yo. Ayo ya yo yo. Ayo ayo yo yo. Ayo ayo ya yo yo. Ayo ayo yo. Ayo ayo. Ayo, 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 ayo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus tonight. And let the glory return to the Father. Tonight again, let there be revival. Let there be healings of all manner. Let there be deliverance from all satanic oppressions. Let there be salvation, Lord. Let no one leave here the same. I am asking, Lord, that no one will leave here the same. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Prayer life shall be restored tonight. Prayer fire shall be rekindled again. Prayer fire shall, aha, aha. Prayer fire shall be rekindled. Hunger fire shall be set ablaze. Passion fire shall come alive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you. For we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just be seated briefly as much as I can speak. In the next few minutes, the Holy Ghost will break forth in this meeting. See, I want you to open your spirit. Going to be a normal meeting at all this night. Someone here, you have a problem with your leg, but it's a pain that is coming from your waist, a pain that has been on your waist, and it's affecting your walk. It affects your walk. The Lord is healing you. That pains are leaving your body right now. It's are leaving your body right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just open your spirit and speak. Right. We overtake this meeting tonight. It's going to overtake the meeting tonight. Alaboko sabrada baka sabrada bashaka brada baka sabraka tabaka sabrada. We will not just come here and return the same way we came. The meeting is ending almost. We just have like 24 hours. Lord, I will not return the same way I came. Let something happen to me. Let something happen to me, Lord. Let something happen to me. Something indelible. Something indelible. Let something happen to me. I will not go back again the same way I came. I will not go back to my town like I came to this mountain. Let there be an evidence of an encounter. Let there be an evidence that I met you here. Let there be an evidence, Lord. Let something happen to me. Let there be an evidence of a collision with you. Lord, an evidence of an encounter. Shiba Karabakoski na Hanteka Handakai Handakai Makata Kabalagoske da Keske da Bakasa Bai Baba Kabosi Yahabe Keske Ayabada Bushu. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Grant us the grace to see your word. Grant us the grace to see your word. And Lord, grant us the grace to understand. Thank you, Father. Yesterday we began to look at what it means to wait and how we can effectively wait by following the cloud. Can you take it high a little? But by following the cloud of the Spirit, the movement of the Spirit, we saw that without following the Spirit, you will begin to wander in the desert of Beersheba. You may wander in the desert of marriage, in the desert of ministry. You may wander in the desert of business, in the desert of academics, in the desert of career, in the desert of pursuing personal ambitions. You see yourself wander. If you play, I will like it. Just touch it a little for me. And we saw that when you wander, your water will finish, your bread will finish. And once the water is used up, you will begin to feel dehydrated. And suddenly death will come. And we saw that the boy began to die. And the woman said, I don't want to see the boy die. We saw that the boy is the vision that God has given you. The assignment, the mandate is the boy. And we saw that many of us, because we wandered, the boy is dying. Because we wonder, the vision is dying. The ministry is collapsing. The grace, the glory that once accompanied the vision is no longer there. Because we wonder. And we wonder because we lost sight from the cloud. The cloud moved and we couldn't see the direction of the cloud. The cloud moved, but we couldn't see the movement. Because maybe we became blind. Maybe we lost our hearing ability. And we couldn't follow the sound of the Spirit. And the Spirit moved because we were not sensitive or because we were careless. The Spirit moved and we missed His movement and we began to wander. And yesterday the Lord began to restore our eyes
our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our perception, because it takes perception to understand the times and the seasons of life. We saw that the children of Issachar, they had understanding of the time, because when you don't have understanding, you don't know how to follow in the night or how to follow in the day. Because in the spirit we must learn to switch. If we are in the day season, the cloud is necessary. If we are in the night season, the fire becomes expedient. So we say we must learn to switch. Whenever the night has come, we must shift from the cloud to the fire. And we began to cry for the spirit of sensitivity. We cry for the spirit of understanding. What did you do to the children of Issachar? Lord, do it to me. And we cried like that, and we came to a point where we saw that if we must wait effectively, we must learn to kill time. We saw in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 3, the Bible said, do not be hasty to leave his presence. Do not be hasty to leave the presence of the king. And we said that if we must learn to wait, we must kill the spirit of haste. And you know, in this generation, we are in a rushy generation. Nobody is willing to tarry again. Nobody is willing to wait again. Nobody is willing to kill time. Everybody is rushing in my time. Everybody is rushing. Everybody is busy. The world is busy. It's getting busier by the day. New things that will keep you busy comes up every now and again. And we have followed the wind of the world in being busy. And the king is saying, I want someone that will stay in my presence. I want someone that will wait in my presence. I want someone that will kill time. Someone that will slaughter time before me. And we make his time a sacrifice and stay there until I come and remain there until I reveal myself. Because when you get to him, it's possible you can get to him without seeing him. Am I talking to somebody? It's possible to come to his presence and you don't see him. It's possible to knock at the door and you knock there for one day, he's not yet there. Some of us go for retreats. You say you want to see God, no time enough, and then you begin to pray one day, 2 days, maybe you are fasting. On the third day, you summarize and you carry your bag and start coming back. Yes, you have been in a retreat for 3 days, but you did not see him. You returned without seeing him. You returned only with a task that you fulfilled in your heart. You have waited for 3 days, but that 3 days could not reveal him. God is saying, I want someone that will kill time and wait for me until I show myself. It's not just in doing retreat, it's in waiting until I appear. Is in staying until I'm revealed. It's not just in reading Bible, it's on staying there until the hand of God shows forth. And God said, I'm looking for waiters, those that will kill time, those that will sit in my presence, those that will gaze at the cloud until the voice and the cloud is revealed. The Bible said that God called Moses to come. He said, come up hither, I want to speak to you. And the Bible said Moses climbed the mountain and he came there. The Lord did not tell him how many days to wait. The Lord said, come. Am I speaking too much grammar tonight? But are you catching what I'm saying? God said, come. He didn't tell Moses to stay for 10 days. He didn't tell Moses to stay for 3 days. He said, come. And that's how God has summoned many of us. You went there, you spent 2 days, 3 days, and you returned. Some of you came to this camp, and after 3 days, you returned. To satisfy your conscience that you waited for 3 days, that you did not see the divinity you came to see. You returned with a satisfaction that you have spent 3 days, but that's not why you came. You didn't come to spend 3 days. You came so that you can touch the Lord, but you did not touch him. And then he summoned Moses to come, and Moses came, and he came there on the first day. He said, Lord, you called me, I am here. Where are you? Heaven was silent. Lord, I am here. Rima mama 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 mama. Was quiet. Heaven was quiet. Day one, he was there without food. Day two, Lord, where are you now? Heaven was silent. God was not there yet. Though he obeyed, he came upon the mountain. God is looking for those who will kill time and wait for him until he appears. It's not just in the retreat. It's on waiting until something comes. It's on waiting until a pattern
is released. It's unwaiting until divinity showcases itself. It's unwaiting until you see the Lord. And then third day, Lord, I am here. Where are you now? Lord, I am hungry. You said I should come. I've been looking for you. You are not here. Lord, where are you? Lord, where are you? Heaven was still silent. And then Satan came. Satan said, Moses, you better go down. There is a... You can't see. He says, you come back. Go down. He's not here. You have been here for 3 days. You better go down. But Moses despised the voice of the devil. Many of us in the place of waiting, Satan begins to bring thoughts, and those thoughts become distraction. And instead of remaining until he comes, you begin to listen to the thoughts of the devil. You begin to take counsel from the enemy, and you got tired. And on the fourth day, Lord, oh, his stomach began to turn. Satan came again and said, it's ulcer, it's ulcer. Oh, you will die here, it's ulcer. This is 4 days you've been here. What are you waiting for? Moses said, the Lord told me to come. Satan said, but you have been waiting for 4 days. Are you sure you heard well? Are you sure it was the Lord that spoke to you? What are you still doing here? His stomach was turning. That brother became hungry. He began to cry. He said, Lord, I'm here. Where are you now? Lord, where are you now? Lord, show me yourself. Heaven was still quiet. Heaven was still silent. Many of us, we have lost persistent power. We have lost staying power. A little thing, you are distracted. You want to pray for 3 hours. Suddenly, on the 30th minute, your phone will begin to call your attention. You will leave the prayer room to answer the call. You want to sit down to study just for 2 hours. Suddenly, after 30 minutes, you will remember someone you are supposed to call. Am I talking to somebody? This thing has taken us away from the place of tarrying. He has taken us away from the place of touching God. Some of you, as you pray, you send text. As you pray, you open Facebook. As you pray, you do WhatsApp. That's why you cannot find God. God is looking for men that will slaughter time. Just stay there in his presence. Even when you are tired, stay there. Even when you feel like sleeping, sleep there. If am I talking to somebody, just stay there until something erupts. Going to be an eruption. Just remember, something must break forth. God is looking for men, and we are here. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible said they stayed there in one accord. They were talking for many days. The last time I checked, they were there for 10 days. They were just there waiting for God. God, you know we are here. You promised your spirit we have not seen him before. But we know you will fulfill your word. Where will you send the spirit now? This is 7 days. This is 8 days. This is 9 days. Lord, we are waiting. They sang all the songs they knew how to sing. They preached all the messages they knew how to preach. They prayed all the prayers they knew how to pray. But the Holy Ghost was not there. So they sat down. All of them were seated. The day the Holy Ghost came, nobody was standing. The Bible said the Spirit of God came upon them as they were seated. They were already tired, but they were there. They were tired, but they did not leave. They did not go out to answer call. It would have been it would have been a destructive measure if any one of them left that room. They remained there until something came upon them. I do that. And Moses was still on that mountain. He said, Lord, this is the five. Where are you now? Lord, where are you? This is the six. I believe he felt like sleeping. He slept thinking he will have a revelation. Behold, no dream. Behold, no revelation. God said, come, wait for me. I am coming. He didn't tell him the number of days. He was still there. Hunger was dealing with him. He was there. Sleep came. He was there. Distraction came. He distracted himself from all those distractions. Until on the seventh day, something happened. The Bible said, and God spoke from the cloud. And the God spoke from the cloud. Immediately God spoke. The system of Moses was suspended. He was no longer hungry. For 6 days he was hungry. But when God came, hunger died.
Do you know my Bible said it was God that told Moses to go down on the 40th day? God said, go down. He didn't want to go again. He didn't want to go again. His sister was suspended. He wanted to remain there. Something has altered inside of him. Something has happened in the inside. When divinity showed up, he did not remain the same Moses. When he came down, his face glowed. The glory of God has taken over his personality. God began to reveal himself through him because he learned how to wait. Lord, give me a staying power. Lord, a staying power. That's going to be someone's cry tonight. I want to wait. Go and ask any father that waited and touched him. They waited and they killed time. They waited. They forgot about business appointment. Oh God. Satan is aware that if you can wait, you will touch him. So he will try to distract you. Look at you. When last did God come to you? When last did you see God? God is telling me now to say that I am available, but to those who are willing to kill time, baptize me with the spirit of waiters. The spirit of waiters. I want to leave this retreat and become a waiter. A waiter. You wait in his presence. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? You become a waiter. Lord, baptize me with a waiting grace. Satan is aware that you are not aware. He's aware that if you see him, your life will not remain the same. He's aware that if you see the Lord, your countenance will be altered. Satan is aware that that lust will die if you see him. Satan is aware that that anger will evaporate if you see him. Satan is aware that you can't see him and the pride will remain there. So he tries to distract you from meeting him. He's aware that selfishness will dissolve if you meet him. He's aware that old man will no longer stand in you when you jam him. So he allows you to read Bible without seeing him. He allows you to come for prayer meetings without seeing him. God can only be revealed to those who have waiting capacity. Touch your neighbor. If your neighbor is sleeping, I wonder why the people are sleeping tonight. I wonder why you are sleeping. That's how you sleep on top of your Bible. You sleep on top of prayer. You sleep in church again. That's why you can't touch God. Now you sleep, you have a dream. You say you had revelation. It's not revelation. That's why many of us who have gone astray in the place of sleep, you say it's revelation. It's not it's dream. When is revelation, we know. This one is laziness. So and God is the one that allowed the devil. He said, come down, sister, it's always sleeping. He said, go, set and go. He said, sir, should I go? He said, yes, go. So they carry coffee. And you see three people carrying coffee and pursuing you. He said, come here, enter, come here, enter. You wake up, he says, Pastor, pray for me. There is a spirit of, there is no spirit of death anywhere. Is you are sleeping, too sleepy. That's why you see yourself coughing, pursuing you. God is wanting to say, wake up. Go and read your Bible. You see the kind of visions that Daniel saw. He didn't see this kind of dream we see in our time. He saw visions of God. Ezekiel saw the visions of God. Am I talking to anybody? Stay in power. Stay in power. Stay in power. Stay in power. Let me say these two things and pray. I want to pray. I feel like praying is more. Konda yali kinada konda la kainda ba kaine ka. Alaiya bala ba kaini na ya kalanda sainda na handa kaida ba katumba la kainda na handa. Oya ba hey ya. Jesus. In John chapter 20, I saw a beautiful picture in the Bible, one of the most pretty pictures in the Bible about seeking the Lord. A woman had come to the tomb, her name was Mary, and she had come to see Jesus, the body, the dead body of Jesus. When she came, it was still dark. The Bible says early in the morning, while it was still dark, she came and she saw that the tomb was open. And she looked, she couldn't see the body. She ran from there. She came back to the disciples and said, they have stolen the master, and I didn't know where they took him to. Is anybody still with me here? Said, they have stolen the master. They've stolen the master. They've stolen my Lord, and I didn't know where they took him to. So she carried heretic message and so to the church, and the church believed her. And when she preached that message, Peter rose, John rose and ran. Now, that people are running after something is preached does not mean it's correct. She preached heresy and people ran. So that something is working does not mean it's correct. So Peter and John ran because of heretic message she preached. They ran. The Bible said Peter ran and John outran Peter and got to the tomb and saw that the tomb was open, and then he stood by the door there. He didn't come in. And then the Bible says Peter came and passed John and entered the tomb and saw a napkin and saw saw the napkin and the headband. Yes, praise the Lord. Now Peter saw those two things and then he left. John entered and saw the two. The Bible says, the Bible says he did what? What did he believe? Heresy that Mary preached. He did not believe the real thing. What he believed when he saw that thing was the heresy that Mary preached. They have stolen the master. Now, Peter, and John, they and left. How can you believe that they stole your master and you left like that? They believe that the master that served them, helped them, cancel them, father them for 3.5 years has been stolen. They left without doing anything. They are total abandonment. They left. But the Bible said a woman who was Mary, who preached that heresy, came back there again. When Peter left, John left, she remained there crying. The Bible says she began to cry. As she cried and cried and cried, she saw two men and said to them, where did you keep my Lord? Where is my Lord? The Bible says she stood there crying, where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? She remained there. I'm beginning to believe that God is available. Am I talking to somebody? God is hear me. If you want to hear well. God is available, and the impact you can make in your generation is dependent on the quality of God that has been revealed to you. And God cannot be revealed to you until you learn. Peter saw napkin and left and started napkin ministry. John saw napkin and headband and left and started. He said napkin, Jesus napkin ministry. I was there alive. People were coming there. But the woman was not satisfied. Even though they stole him, where did you keep him? She was there crying, where is my Lord? That was one cry in her heart. She was not asking plenty questions. She was asking one. Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? Mary cried, where did you keep my Lord? Where? When she saw angels, she was, where is my Lord? And then the Bible says she turned and saw a man and thought the man was a gardener. He said, where did my Lord? I'm looking for my Lord. He didn't know he was talking to the person he was looking for. I discovered something, that why you can't stay too long in his presence is because you don't have hunger for him. I discovered that his lack of passion for love for the king that makes us to waste small time and then we go our way. I discovered that we don't have love for him. That's why we can't stay. Peter left, John left, but Mary, the one that loved the Lord, remained there. Where is my... It can only take love to make a woman looking for a dead man like this. It's not as if she believed that Jesus was alive. She was looking for a dead man. Where is my Lord? Show me where you kept him. I want to... This is love. It takes love to tarry. It takes love to tarry. It takes passion that is higher than other things to stay, to kill time in his presence. Do you know many things will call your attention? Family matters will call your attention. Business will call your attention. Academics will call your attention. Relationships will call your attention. But if you are looking for him and you have love for him, you have hunger for him, you will wait there until he comes. Can I show you a scripture? I don't want to read plenty. I have many scriptures, but let me show you one or two and then we pray. Can you open for me John chapter 18 and verse 7 and 8?
I am Okana Dana Dina Kambuda Bahana Makanjila Ba Aima Naya Bakaida Bakuyala Aima Haya 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 Haina Hangada Hinada Hinada. Verse 7. Then he asked them again, who are you seeking? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I've told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let this go their way. What did you read? Which version did you read? New King James. New Living. Verse 7. Who are you looking for? They replied, Jesus the Nazareth.
I told you that I am he.
I am he.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
And since I am one you want.
Since I am the one you want.
Let these others go.
Let these others go. Look up. What took you to the presence of God? What brought you to this retreat? What takes you to that prayer? What takes you to the place of prayer? Who are you looking for? Somebody talk to me. Who are you looking for? You are looking for Jesus. Jesus said, if I'm the one you are looking for, look at me here. Let this man go. If I'm the one you are looking for, look at me here. Let relationship go. If I'm the one you are looking for, look at me here. Let WhatsApp go. I'm the one you are looking for. Let that personal ambition go. I'm the one you are looking. Am I talking to somebody? Let those distractions go. Look at me here. Take those distractions away and then you can have me. We have allowed this man and these other things to prevent us from catching him. Jesus said, who are you seeking? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I'm he. God is saying to someone here, if you are looking for me, keep your eyes on me. Take your eyes away from these worldly things. Take your eyes away from these distractions. Take your eyes away from those relationships, those phone calls, those text messages, those WhatsApp, Facebooks. Somebody must kill time in his presence. I am the one. That is why we don't find him. Are you looking for me? They say yes. He said, let this man go. I don't know the version that I use, man. He said, let this man go. Let those visitors who come to distract you when you are praying go. Let this man go. Let those friends who are calling you for somewhere go. Let those activities go. Let those meetings, those committee meetings go. If you are looking for me, look at me here. Let those weddings, some of you, every Saturday, you must be in one man wedding.
every Saturday, the only time you have time to study your Bible, you must attend one wedding. Some of you, anything that happens in the village, you are there. Let this man go. If I'm the one you are looking for.
Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Come, 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 come.
You stay there in his presence until something is altered in your life. Jesus prayed there in his presence until something was altered in him. His countenance changed. When you come out, demons look at your face. They know you have been with God. They looked at the apostles and said, we can attest that these ones, they have been with Jesus. When last did you come out from meeting him and demons saw that you have been with Jesus? Some of you sisters, after praying and doing devotion, you come out and sinners are touching your body anyhow. They are calling you chick. You did not meet him. If you met him, you will wear glory. You didn't meet him, I'm telling you. You cannot meet him and you are still carrying, you are going and people are seeing seductive spirits. No, no, no. If you meet him and appear, glory appears on his own. If you meet him, mad people will see you, they salute you as you are passing. They know you are not ordinary. No one meets Jesus and remains the same. Something must be altered in your life. The Bible says his garment changed. You meet him, it will radiate your physical flesh. I read about a girl, her name was Helen Ewan. She died when she was 22, repented at 16. So much spent time in the presence of God that she will be clothed with glory every now and again. Anytime you meet her, she's carrying God. If she's passing through the street, sinners will see her passing. They don't know how, just as she's passing. If they are discussing sin, you will hear, she is passing. She carried such an aura of God's presence. She used to meet God. She died at 22. I don't know why God took her. She was a dangerous intercessor. One pastor said that the greatest revival that broke forth in his church happened during the girls' holiday. She came to church for that 7 days, and glory came into the church for 7 days. I checked again, the pastor says she never preached, that they will be doing their normal program, doing their normal worship. The girl will come in from behind and she will sit behind. Once she sits down, God will sit down. She never touched the mic, but God followed her. Anywhere she enters, God enters there. You cannot touch him and remain dry. It's not possible. Am I talking? You can't touch him and You cannot touch. That girl died at 22. God took her. I don't know why. They did her burial. And one of the pastors she used to pray for came to the cemetery where they buried her to pray. You know the wives, they act somehow. So I want to pray on her tomb. So she came to the cemetery and asked the man in charge of the cemetery, said, can you show me Helen Ewan's tomb where they buried Helen Ewan? The man in charge of the cemetery said, who is Helen Ewan? Says a little girl that died and she was buried. I was not privileged to attend her funeral. I want to now come and see her tomb and say my prayer. The man said, do you know the number of people here every time? Do you know the number of people here every day? How are you asking me the tomb of a girl? Say, we bury plenty of people here on a daily basis. The man of God kept explaining, trying to explain so that the cemetery controller can at least show him a direction. And then as he was still talking, the man said, okay, was it the girl that during her burial, the presence of God swept the whole cemetery? Someone is buried and God is still following her. You are alive, no presence. You are alive, no glory. Someone is dead. God is still following her. You say you are reading Bible. You say you are praying. You say you are attending retreat. Where is God? If you met him, where? You know, these things you people are doing is just to satisfy your conscience. I want to touch divinity. There is something I want to. When I touch it, my world will know.
Abokalaga, kireba kosha. Holy Ghost come. Holy Ghost come.
Why are we not seeing him? We seek him in comfort. Why are the people not seeing him? Why is the church not seeing him? Open for me Songs of Solomon chapter 3 and verse 1.
We are waiting, Holy Ghost come. We are waiting, Holy Ghost come.
I don't know who kept this girl in front. She's always sleeping. This sister here, always sleeping in front.
Songs.
All of you in front, that you are sleeping, you better go behind so that I can see you. Are you there?
Yes.
Songs of Solomon, chapter 3, and verse 1.
By night on my bed, I sought him.
When did you come again?
By night. Yes.
On my bed.
Yes, I sought him.
I sought him by night. Now, when is she seeking him? She's seeking him when?
By night.
On the bed. She's seeking him where? By night on the bed. And what happened when she sought him?
Whom my soul loves.
I love him so much. I believe everyone here loves Jesus. And now this sister who says she's Jesus' lover is seeking Jesus by night, which is correct. But she's seeking Jesus on the bed. What happened to her?
I sought him, but I found
him. I sought him, but I could not find him. You can't find him in comfort. Oh. You cannot find him in comfort. You can't find him in pleasure. You can't find him in convenience. I sought him on the bed, but I could not find him. You cannot find him in pleasure. Go and ask our fathers. The book you are reading now. Inspiration came inside the prison. You want to read Bible under air condition and understand it well. That's why you can't find him. The red Bible in the prison is, he said, I sought him on my bed, but I could not find him. Verse 2.
I will rise now and go about the city.
I will rise and go about the city.
In the streets.
I will look for him in the street.
In the broadways.
In the broadways.
I will seek him.
I will seek him.
Whom my soul loves.
Whom I love.
I sought him.
I sought him in the street and in the city.
But I found him.
But I did not find him there. Excuse me. You don't find him in of business. You don't find him in the street of activity. You cannot find him. Am I talking to somebody? I sought him in the street of business and activity. I sought him in the square of committee meetings, in programs, but I could not find him. You cannot find him in the street of activity, sir. Many of us, we claim we are seeking him, but go and check. Check the next 50 years. The way you are seeking him, you will not find him. The next verse.
The watchmen that go about the city found me.
And then I encountered the watchmen.
To whom I said, saw you him, whom my soul.
And then I asked the watchmen, or they asked me, have you found your love? Go ahead.
It was but a little that I passed from
immediately them. I passed the watchman.
But I found him whom my
I
soul
I found
loved.
Him whom my soul loved. Excuse me. You will still read on. Now listen. She sought him on the bed of pleasure, on the bed of comfort and convenience. She couldn't find him. She sought him on the street. You are seeking his presence in the street of activities and business and phone calls and WhatsApp. You will not see him there. Committee meetings, you will not see him there. And then she said, immediately I saw the waters. one version say, I encountered the waters. And when I encountered the watchman who kept guard in the silent night, and they asked me, have you seen the one whom your soul loved? He said, no, I've not seen him. And the Bible said, immediately I passed the waters, I saw him. Immediately, he passed the waters. The one you are behind the waters. You must rise to watch with the waters before you can find him. You must take up the disciplines of the waters before you can find him. You must keep awake like the waters before you can find him. You must discipline yourself. Am I talking to somebody? You must fast like the waters before you can see him. Is behind the waters. If you look for him on the bed of pleasure, you will not see him. You can only see him when you become a water. Am I talking to somebody? It takes waters to find him. Until you become a water, you will not find the presence. Laziness has killed us. The Christian man is too lazy. Too lazy to touch God. Too lazy to pray. Too lazy to study the word. Too lazy to fast. Too lazy to wait until God comes. Laziness has killed the church. Our father that taught divinity, they were not lazy at all. They were waters. In fact, they passed the water. She said, I passed the water. I fasted more than the water. I prayed more than the water. Am I talking to somebody? I kept awake more than the watchman. And there I saw him behind the water. What happened?
I held him. I will not
and
let
when
him.
I saw him, I held him. You cannot pay price to see him and don't hold him. If you there is a kind of sacrifice you make to find something, you will hold that thing and you will not want to leave him. Why make us careless with the grace of God that carry? Is because we did not pay any price to get it. When you pay a price to get something, you wouldn't want to lose it anyhow. She had a sacrifice. So when she saw him, she said, you are not going again. Lord, I caught you here. I caught you in this mount. I will not allow you to go. This encounter will not evaporate. This encounter will not leave me. I call your back. You cannot cut him and your life will remain the same. That's why those who meet him, they become carriers, because they lay hold on him. As I will never let you go until something happens to me. I will never let you go until my countenance is altered. I will never let you go until my heart is regenerated. I will never let you go until I see your glory. I will never let you go until I see revival in my time. I will never let you go. Those who see him, they don't leave him anyhow. That's why if you meet man that has met him, they are always men of the spirit. They know how to trap him. They know how to keep him. They know how to secure him until they have become carriers of divinity. At this point, your presence becomes the presence of God. You appear, power appears. You appear, God appears. You appear, glory. Ayakato. Kotaki katusa. Kete kete ishka. Makata ikata. Is this point is not noise. It's oh. God, I went to preach somewhere some years ago. It was in Enugu. Some years ago. It's been some years now. I dropped at the park. I was going towards a place where they call Mayor or something in Abani Road. So I dropped at the park, and these keke riders, they were shouting Abani Road, Abani Road. So from the park where I dropped, I saw one shouting Abani Road. I crossed. The man smiled. He saw me coming. He was happy. He already had 3 passengers. I was the 4th one, the last one. 2 girls were seated behind. A man was seated in front. And I was going to join the 2 girls. So he smiled. I didn't know why he smiled. It was later I learned that the 2 girls entered first. And they began to move. They said, move.
not knowing that the girls were demonized and they were looking for evening food, evening meal. You see, when you are bankrupt of glory, you don't know what you meet tomorrow. Some of you Christians are too careless, bankrupt of presence and glory, and you meet an enemy, they deal with you anyhow. I wonder for you how you will take your bed in the morning, dress up, and you are going out without glory. You are going out with, it didn't come to your mind that you need to secure presence before you go out. You just jacked out like that. That's why you go out and you come back defeated. Because, that driver that day was almost pepe soup. Those girls were telling her, move, driver, move. Do you want to load the car? Move. Move. They were tormenting the man. So when he now saw me, he smiled. So I came in. Before I crossed and entered, he already entered the keke and was starting it. So immediately I came in and sat down. It happened like a drama. I can't forget that picture. I sat down. I was carrying something. The two girls who have demonized, they wanted to feast on that man because they saw he was empty. Immediately I sat down, it was like fire dropped on the two girls. Like fire. I can't forget that drama. They flew out from the keke. They didn't leave. They flew out like this and started running. Two of them started running. They were running and the driver shouted. He said, hey, destiny destroyers, destiny hijackers, ogwe bube broda bu na tofo. So I now asked the driver, kebeki kizi maro na mbwe bube. They wanted to feast on that man. When I came in with divinity, when you see him, sir, you hold him. You don't want to leave him again. You become a carrier of God. Anywhere you enter, God enters there. You enter a bus, God enters there. You enter a house, God enters there. You enter an office, God enters there. So you don't even need to know that demons were there before. Just carry God there. Bonky said, when I come to meetings, I don't look out to see demons. I'm not interested. I don't want to know the number of witches that came for the meeting. I'm only interested in the presence I carry. So one day they sent the chief witch to cast a spell on Bonky in one of his crusades in one African country. So he said he came. He didn't know they were seated. The chief witch in the world was seated in the meeting. And then he came. He wanted to greet the people. He lifted his hand and said, hallelujah. And as he waved his hand, asthma caught the chief witch. Bonky said, I didn't know there was a chief witch there. Hallelujah. Glory flowed from his hand. Oh, I want to carry something. I want to carry something. Church, we are too dry. I want to carry. Bible said, as I summarize, in Psalm chapter 114 and from verse 1, said, when they left Egypt, Judah was his sanctuary. Israel was his domain. Judah was his sanctuary. That is, Judah was his carrier. Israel was his domain. When they left Egypt, God sat on Judah. God came and sat on Judah when they left the strange land. Psalm chapter 114 and from verse 1. And then the Bible said, the Red Sea saw him. The sea saw him or saw him. I thought the sea would have seen them, but the sea did not see them. He saw him whom they were carrying. It is what you carry that the enemy will see, not you. When I carry God, they don't see me. They see, I'm just a driver. When you come to a driver or a car, you are not interested in the driver. You want to know the owner. Seated, I'm just a driver. Psalm 60 and verse 9. Who will take me to the fortified city of Edom? Because I'm looking for a driver that will drive me to Edom. That will take me to that difficult situation. That will take me to that land of darkness. I'm looking for a driver that will take me to that family. Few sisters here, God has been waiting for you to become a driver so that he will post you into that marriage, because he's aware of the darkness in that family. But since you refuse to be a driver, your marriage has been delayed because he's aware
of the weight of darkness in that place. It can only take a carrier to survive there. But you have been wasting time. Yet you are praying, Lord, send my husband. God is saying, become my carrier. You are saying, send my husband. God is saying, become my carrier. I don't want you to die in marriage. When you become a carrier, at your arrival, they will see the person you are carrying. You will need to rise up now. Rise up now. I want to carry something. I'm tired of dryness. I'm tired of the way I have been. Disease saw him and fled. Jordan saw him and drove back. The mountain saw him and skipped like lambs. The hill skipped like lambs. What allied thee, O earth? What is making you to roar? Tremblest thou at the presence of God? Everybody upstanding now.
Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come.
Take a prayer post. Something will bless here very soon. The Holy Ghost will break through here. Hey, the Holy Ghost. Don't pray a gentleman prayer now. Take a prayer post. Let something rest upon you. Maybe love for his presence. Hunger for his power. Hunger for God. Hunger for God. Where are you, Lord? Where did you keep my law? Where is my law? Somebody will cry with a hungry heart. Where is my law? I am looking for him. Where did you keep him? That's the apostle.
Holy Ghost, come.
Take a prayer, apostle. Waiting in his presence. Waiting. You are too lazy. You only want convenience. You like comfort. You want to see him on the bed. No, he's not there. He's not on the bed. It's not on the bed. You like activity. It's not in the street of activity. Somebody pray now. Ayo yabo yabo yambala andila kendash ayibala ayibala ekaibada batiga badaba dakediba ekekeya akokaya 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 akokaya. Why are you not a carrier? Why are you an empty vessel? Why are you an... Who is sitting there? Who is sitting there? Who is sitting there, brother, sister? Who is sitting... The prayer is just about to start. Lord, where are you, Lord? Where are you? I want to find you. Show me where you are. Moses remained there. Lord, where are you? That's how to find him. Oh. That's how to find him. Moses remained there. Where are you? Show me your glory. Where are you hiding? Where did they take you to? Show me yourself now. Retreat for one day. Am I going home again the same way? You were here last day. Are you living the same way? Show me yourself. Si ba 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 ba
The spirit of prayer will enter. When he comes, he will know. Keep praying, keep praying, he will come. Keep praying, the spirit of prayer will come. When he comes, he will know. Many of you, sin has robbed you of his presence. Sin has robbed you of his presence. May. Let this man go. Let this sin go. Are you looking for me? Who are you looking for? Let this man go. Let this others go. Let that sin go. Let that relationship go. Let that business go. Let that activity go. When will I touch power? When will I see your glory? Ayo, he will meet you there. Honor there. Hey, brother, honor there. Ayo, ata, zazazala. Eli gweluro nubo. Alaya ba 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 ba
I am crying, Lord, for staying power, for staying power, for staying power. I get tired easily. Give me a staying power to remain in your presence until I meet you. Staying power, Lord. I am too distracted. I am too distracted. What did you give Moses? What did you give Mary? What did stay in power. Stay in power. Stay in power. Stay in power. To tarry in your presence. Give it to me, Lord. Do something in me. Stay in power. Stay in power. Stay in power. Somebody in the Bible. Stay in power. I am too lazy. Deliver me from laziness. Deliver me from weakness. I am too distracted. Deliver me from distraction. Keep praying.
He will come to you. Keep praying. He will come here.
Ayo. Ayo. Keep praying. When will you become a carrier?
Ayo.
If there are things you must uproot from my life, uproot, Lord. If there are things that must be taken away, let these others go. Let these men go. Let these others go. Uproot them, uproot laziness, uproot that relationship,
Uproot them, Lord. Zaya Baba Baba. Hallelujah. Never better. God will break into you. God will break forth in you. Never, he's coming tonight. Yababo. Something will drop on us tonight. Zakai, Ziamakoya. In this your laziness, how can you touch divinity? How can you touch divinity? In this your sinful life, how can you touch God? Yakaba, there are things that must go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let us sing go. Let us sing. Let us sing go. Let us sing go. Let masturbation go. Let our masturbation go. Let our masturbation go. Let our masturbation go. Let us sing go. Zayo cast Krali Malato Rabaneta Zaba Kaba 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 La Bella Kira Kota Ka Krate Abrale Kata Lekosi Abrala Kata Zezeze Zezeka Ole Barakabala Katele Ketesegele Akua. Let our war go. Let our war go. Let our war go. Let our yo yo. Karaba ba 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 ba. Koko koko koko. Zoba krotaya ba. Lord, I am crying for my life. Loka ba 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 ba. Loka ba 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 ba. The grace of waters, the grace of waters. I will not find you on the bed. I will not find you on the street. I will not find you at the square. I must meet the waters. I must join the waters. I must pass the waters. Do to me what you did to the waters. Do to me, oh my God, for the discipline of the waters, the grace of waters. Labrale kede gedeba, yakaraba baba, grace of waters, grace of waters. Amia, 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 amia. Aya, 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 aya. What did you do to Mary? Why did she wait? What did you do to Mary? You must do it to me tonight. What did you give Mary? How come she loved you like that? Give me that kind of love, that I may love you, Lord. That I may love you like Mary loved you. Baptize me with your love. Holy Ghost, set the love of God abroad in my heart. Holy Ghost, you. I want to love you more. I want to love you like Mary loved you. your love, Lord. It takes those that love to wait for you. You cannot wait if you don't love it. Baptize me with your love, that I may love you, Lord. How come I love the world more than my Savior? How come I love other things more than you? But your love, let your love be shed abroad in my heart. Holy Ghost, where are you? Oh God. Oh, Romans chapter 5 verse 5. The Holy Ghost sheds the love of God abroad in your heart. Holy Ghost, where are you? Come and shed the love of Jesus in my heart. Peter, lovest thou me more than this? Lovest thou me more than business? Lovest thou me more than ministry? Lovest thou me more than marriage? Lovest thou me more than your family? Lovest thou me in that relationship? I don't know what you are holding on. I don't know what the Lord is saying to you. But however he's coming to you, hold him. However the Lord is coming to you, hold him there. And when I passed the watchman, I saw my lover. And I held him. There are two things the Lord will do now. A baptism of hunger. Hunger for the living God. Kabaya. Abia kutu. Bagi na bamona.
Ona bambenile.
Oh, Jesus, puta.
Kosie.
Abia kutu.
Adi na pamona
ona pam
ona pamene
o
Jesus puta
ose bo abia
uteki
bagi na pamona
ona
pam
ona pamene
There's
going to be a baptism of
I need you.
Oh, oh, I need you. Every I need
you. Oh, bless me now. If you
I come to thee.
I need you.
Oh, I need
the love of God abroad. Hey.
Oh, bless me now, Savior. I come to thee.
I need thee.
Oh, I need thee.
And there's something of the Spirit will rest on you. My Savior,
I cry
to you. I want to love Him. I want to love the Lord. Come, just come. Find any, even if He's here. Anywhere, just find any space. Even if He's here, enter anywhere. Come, keep coming. Even if He's here, enter anywhere.
I come to thee.
Why is it that I want to love you, Lord? I want to love you. Go ahead, sir.
Draw from you again. draw.
We have come to draw. Yesterday is gone. Today I'm in people. Draw from you again. Lord, we have come to draw.
Draw.
Draw. Draw from you again. Yeah. Yeah. We have come to draw.
We have come to draw.
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 Draw from you again. We have come to draw.
We have come to draw.
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 Draw from you again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot do it on. I ask you take over. I cannot do it on my own. I ask you take over. Take over. Jesus, take over. Take over. Ah, Yahweh, take over. I cannot do it on my own. I ask you take over. I cannot do it all alone. I ask you take over. Lord, we cannot do it all alone. I ask you take over. We cannot do it all alone. I ask you take over. We cannot do it
without you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take over. We cannot do it without you, Lord. I ask you, take over. We cannot do it without you, Lord. I ask you, take over. We cannot do it all alone. I ask you to take over. We cannot do it all alone. I ask you to take over. We cannot do it all alone. Holy Ghost, take over. Lord, we cannot do it alone. We ask you to power. We cannot do it alone. We ask you to power.
The kind of love. The kind of love that Mary had for Jesus. As the deer pants for water, so my soul pants for thee, David cried. Ah, let me love you like never before, Lord. Holy Ghost, shed the love of Jesus abroad. I want to leave this mountain with an unusual love for Jesus, unusual love for the Lord. I want to leave this mountain. I want to leave this mountain hungry. The Bible said the appetite of a laborer drives him. It is that hunger that drives you until you see him.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, let your love flow in every heart here, that we will live here and love you madly, that we will be consumed, overwhelmed with your love. Overwhelmed with your love. Consumed, overwhelmed with your love. Consumed, overwhelmed with your love. Consumed, overwhelmed with your love. Holy Spirit of God. There are things only you can do. And we are saying you come to do this now. Can you conduct a surgical operation in our heart and take away love for other things and put in us love for you and for you alone? May we love you madly. May we be madly in love with you. May we be drunk in your love. May we be drunk in your love. May we be drunk in your love. May we love you with our mind, our soul, our heart, our spirit. Lord, circumcise our hearts to love you. Let us love you like never before, that we may dwell in your presence, that we may tarry in your presence, that we may kill time in your presence, until we find you and become carriers of divinity, carriers of your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. If you can stand up, can you just stand up? Just stand up now. Holy Spirit, thank you. Lift up your hands right there where you are. Everybody stand up if you can, unless you can't hear me. If you can stand up, lift up your hands to heaven. If you are seated anywhere in this congregation, stand up and lift up your hands to heaven. Naida dazaza, karama seba hakatushki. Baba, 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 baba. There is something you need to give someone. Right now, Makoski Bara Netaka Bashila, Kababa Telatia, Daga Ada Kradana, there is something you must give someone. Holy Ghost, there is something that you must give someone now. Gata Koshika Baka Mato, Grade Kadana Abat, Keledia Hanga, Dejaina Jaika, Maska Bana Gaize Kela, Labraga Daka Bradaka, something must enter someone's spirit now. Holy Ghost, Lei Gabasha Kaida Baru Kasha, Gagai Galai Gadaka, something into Akis, Laida Bakashki, Lafrana Kadaba Hondas, Jaga Yaga Bako Shilaba. Something you must give someone. A gift you must give someone. A gift you must give someone. A gift you must give someone. On this mouth, on this mouth, on this mouth, on this mouth, on this mouth. A gift you must give someone. Usas, if there are usas here, just keep your eyes everywhere. A gift you must give someone. A gift. Magali Komba, Lala Kashka. A gift someone must receive. It's everywhere. Help that brother there. Yalayaba Kashaka Bakaba Kobaga. Yada, help that sister there. Help that sister there. Yalaika Baka Baka. It's a gift. It's like an embrace. The Holy Ghost is about to embrace some people here. It's something you cannot stand. It's a gift. It's a gift of the Spirit. Aloya Kabalo. Alabali Gabali 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 Gabali. Yay! And Chin Chin Chun Chakala. Mbralaiga Badaka Grasa Gars. Rabi Kasaka. A gift that someone must receive. To some of you, it's going to be an impartation of grace. To some of you, healing on your body. To some of you, a deliverance. So, to some of you, a mantle is coming upon you. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 of you now. 5 of you now. I'm saying now. The mantle Ayaba Naba Labrata Gas Egera Tash Za 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 Za. Otube Karatadina Katabarada Bakatesh.
Others, keep your eyes open. There is. Kabalo Gabanaba. The Holy Ghost is giving plenty gifts here. I mentioned them. Holy Ghost. Some of you from this mountain, you are entering into what God has called you to do. From this mountain, you are entering into what God has called you to do. Receive the equipment. Receive the equipment. Equip it with grace. Equip it with power. Equip it with knowledge. Ekatayela. Ayo. Holy Ghost. Those of you, take it closer. Those of you who are not yet baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's time to receive the baptism of the Spirit. It's time to receive the baptism of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. Ya yoka mala kasa kata baraka tashala kata. Where are they? Holy Ghost, go to them now. Jesus the baptizer, release your spirit upon them. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall prophesy. Oya, where are they? Where are they? Open your spirit. Something is coming on you. Oh my God, something is resting on you. Take it low. Oka. I say take it low, I didn't say stop. Oka. There are plenty things the Lord wants to do. I'm looking for strength to flow alongside with him now. Now, the first thing I want to do, as he's touching others, I want those who are, you are yearning for the baptism of the Spirit. You've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of praying in tongues and prophesying. Come close. If you are in that category, come close. As God is touching others, I'm not going to pay attention to you alone, but just come close. I know there are plenty of you here. Just come close. Open your spirit and ask Jesus to baptize you. Now, those of you who are already baptized, you can just shift back a little. Let those who are not baptized come close. And you are yearning and hungry, just come close. The Spirit of God is here. He's going to come upon you. Now, you will discover that as you are praying now, that you begin to speak languages you never spoke, if not spoken before. Okay, you need to be praying. Open your spirit. Once it's coming from your belly, open your mouth, let it flow. Once it's coming from your belly, open your mouth, let it flow. Don't stop it. Once it's coming, open your mouth, let it flow. Out of it shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. I want you to pray before I come to you, but the Holy Ghost is coming to you already. Every other person pray, something of the Spirit will come to you. There are plenty things happening at the same time. I'm hearing in my ears, there is someone here. God is saying, I should tell you, I want to show you your father's house. God wants to show you the mystery in your father's place. That's what he said. I should tell someone here. In the dream of the night, you are going to see something. If you are thirsty and hungry,
Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, Elohim. Elohim Adonai.
mama ya katalaba koma mama 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 mama. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you for fire. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you for fire. For fire, for fire. Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Spirit. That's what it takes place. That's it, that's it, that's it. Power. Bara baba ba shakaya. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. My God, Rabba Shakata. Jesus, baptize your children now. Let the Spirit of God rest upon you. Some people already praying in tongues. I've not laid hands on them and they are praying in tongues. Receive baptism now. Open your spirit and receive. Open your spirit and receive. Open your spirit. Shabrokosi, brakosi. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Receive, receive, receive right here where you are. Holy Ghost is coming on you. Open your spirit, out of your belly shall flow rivers of the living God, rivers of living water. Malabagodos, Bruda Badabra.